Welcome to Encyclopedia Audio, and this is Sit-Sit-7, Neighbor of the Beast. Sit-Sit-7, Neighbor of the Beast was a sitcom that began in 1991. Soon to become extremely well-known, it was loved by many for its gritty, satire, and original plot lines, as well as being accessible to the young and old alike. The show had a brief run during the short period before Seinfeld turned on among the TV viewing masses, during which time it was highly truthfully acclaimed. Sit-Sit-7 still is in syndication on TV Land, just like every other show. The show centers around the hapless Amuchi brothers Tom and Dan, who had found the perfect apartment, they thought. A nice Boston high-rise, close to where Tom was, convenient for all purposes. And price was right, too. But this apartment was not exactly as they expected. They wanted the sixth floor, to be away from the noises of traffic. Well, they wound up on the sixth floor in apartment number 667. What's wrong with that, you asked? Well, Tom and Dan found out that the day they moved in, when the neighbors came over to welcome them to their new home, who showed up? Why, the resident of apartment number 666, of course. The Prince of Darkness himself, holding his famous potato salad. Needless to say, Tom and Dan were a bit nervous at first, but soon warmed up to Lucia, and saying that he was just like everyone else, laying out their own prejudices and overcoming them. The trios of the show found many interesting problems that Tom and Dan insane into. Of course, they always died out mostly unharmed, although Tom once had to spend several hours in the fiery agonies of hell after a fight with the Antichrist. And after each episode, every character learned a little something about themselves, even Satan. This helped to make the show vastly popular, especially among parents, who wanted the children to be more like Satan. Though the writers of the show have since deceased, what little is known about the creation and writing process of Sit-Sit-7 come from a handful of interviews that they give. According to one of the writers, Tom Mansfield, they decided to name the main characters after themselves. The idea came from Dan Lydia's actual apartment. When Dan first moved in, he had found a neighbor who insisted on being a complete asshat 24/7. Dan commented that he would rather have the Prince of Darkness himself as a neighbor, and he and Tom just froze. In a moment of sheer accidental brilliance, an idea was born. Dan Leo commented that he had actually had an orgasm at the moment due to the sheer power of the idea, as well as the fact that he was already aroused, having been watching Baywatch at the time. The show is renowned in particular for its original character development, both for the main characters, like Tom, Dan, Zane, as well as for the numerous supporting characters, such as the apartment janitor, Fred, the trumpy but understanding landlord, Old Joe, who ironically wasn't very old at all, and of course the writing neighbor Trollso Tramer, added just after the debut of Seinfeld. Dan Yamuchi, the older Yamuchi brother, often provides signs to Tom, but he must also in time learn that he himself is non-fillable. Sadly, he often learns the hard way. Tom Yamuchi, the younger Yamuchi brother, is sometimes immature, tends to trap jokes about his penis and then to all kinds of trouble. Satan, the Prince of Darkness himself, is arguably the most noble character in the show. He is also the most complex, despite being pure evil. He is also kind and understanding, and sometimes able to tip Tom and Dan in helping hand with his thought and terrible powers. Fred is the janitor, and he cleans the department. He is often able to offer Satan and the Yamuchi some wisdom from his friend's reservoirs, the kind of helpful fights with only mailmen, mustachioed janitors to possibly give. Old Joe is the landlord of the apartment. He collects the money from the tenants and is therefore sometimes thought to be a douchebag. He has grown bitter after living with numerous zany and ratty tenants and is often saying things like, "Why did I be a landlord for real people instead of these stereotypical sit-down nut jobs?" However, even though he can be cruel and tallious, he always learns in the end that he can be a good person. Cosmo Tramer, Satan's ratty neighbor, lived in the apartment even before time itself. According to Satan, he often comes into people's apartments, babbles incoherently, and then leaves with all their food. While some parallels have been drawn between him and Cosmo Tramer of Seinfeld, the writers continue to deny this futility until their deaths. The downfall of the series was largely brought about by Seinfeld's rising popularity, which took away a large chunk of the show's viewers. Although a few loyal fans stayed true to the show, many were drawn away by the fact that Satan was just too nice compared to the characters of Seinfeld, as they felt that they needed real assholes to watch on TV. This downhaul was particularly hard on Dan Lilia, who had become more and more depressed as the years after the soap progressed. His childhood bed brain problem resurfaced, and he was soon in jail for cocaine distribution. After his stay in jail, he went to rehab to please his time there and invited his old buddy Tom over for old time's sake. Tom had to move on, but he was never the same after the show either. As they rummaged through the old strips for nostalgia purposes, Dan reached up into his closet to their particularly large box. The box tipped and fell directly on Tom, thrusting his stolen and instantly killing him. Dan immediately called 911 and screamed at the operator. The operator at the time still maintains that she had something about the word bestiality. Dan was at first being blamed for the murder, and a brief investigation followed. Dan, however, did not handle this new stress and soon became madly insane. As he is now in a Tadatron state, fans of the show are left to wonder, what did he learn from all this?